This is Tim House. Welcome to the Choose Construction Podcast. Today I'm here with Steve Strong with Logan Lavelle Hunt. Steve, welcome to the podcast. Would you like to tell a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Steve Strong, Logan Lavelle Hunt, partner with the firm. I've been with the organization for 15 years, been in the industry for 25. I'm not just a licensed agent, I'm a certified insurance counselor, which is a professional designation specifically in the property and casualty world. We dive through, read the policies, and we know as much as we can. Recently, I've seen the industry change, and I felt like it was necessary to get a consultant's license. So I am also consultant licensed in the state of Kentucky. Did do an open records request from the Department of Insurance and found out there's only about 125 property and casualty consultants in the state of Kentucky. So I felt there's some value and credibility in what we discuss with our people.
Okay. What is the primary industry that Logan Lavelle Hunt insures or works with?
Yeah, we've talked about this in the past. We're heavily leveraged in the construction world. I think if you look at our website, we try to create association programs, but the biggest association relationships we have is with the Kentucky Association of Master Contractors and the Home Builders Association. So we work very heavily in those areas.
So, which leads to my point, is the main reason that I'm, you know, wanted to interview you is that you're not some chain insurance that's insuring anything that walks through the door. So one of my discussions with contractors is to try to get them more involved in their local schools, to consider doing co-ops, doing internships. And one of the rebuttals I get from this is, well, my workers' comp doesn't cover anybody under the age of 18. So I'm a contractor. I have that stance. What is your comment to me on that?
I couldn't say that statement's across the board. They couldn't do it. The one thing I try to tell people as a consultant, or in this world, we always want to think about what's the most important thing for your business. So don't get confused insurance with risk management. Risk management is, do you want a 16-year-old driving one of your heavy equipment or things of that nature that are more likely to cause a problem? That's risk management. I don't know if we want that. But when you say they can't, here's when you have to look at it. You got to look at that policy. That policy is, I'll go biblical, is the alpha and the omega of the decision. When you're going into court, that policy is going with you. It doesn't matter what the agent said. It doesn't matter what I said. It matters what's written in that policy. So when someone says on a work comp they're not covered, of every work comp I've ever looked at, if they're legally able to be hired and they're drawing a check from a business, then you got to have work comp on them. If they're hurt, so that's the same if they're taking money in a cash register or working on job sites as a helper or apprentice or anything of that nature. So you have it there because in the event something occurs, you've got medical coverage, lost wages, things of that nature, and it's the law. So I would not say that, I would say that's factually incorrect, but like I said, if at the end of the day someone writes a policy or something of that nature and it's approved at the Department of Insurance, then that could be true, but I doubt very seriously it is.
So would you say it would be best for me to actually talk to my insurance agent and have them show me?
I would definitely say that. If someone says they can't, they're not covering a work comp, I would say, yes, you need to show me that language, because there would have to be some exclusion or something in the policy indicating that.
Very good. So let's go a little bit further. Say my insured agent company is Job's Insurance,
mm-hmm.
and they just flat out tell me, no, you can't hire somebody. What would your recommendation to me be at that point?
At the end of the day, if you've got a policy, and here's one of the things to think about. Once again, insurance is a contract. It's an offer and acceptance. When you sign the policy, you've received a proposal. The offer is the bill. When you pay the bill, you've accepted the bill. So you've accepted the terms. If someone tells you it's not there, don't accept the word. Show me the contract. Show me where it's in there, because once again, that's how every adjuster, every claim you ever had, where it's auto, general liability, anything of that nature, the adjusters are going to go by the policy. So when you hear hear these stories about something's not covered or some of that nature, it's probably not covered because maybe the agent wasn't thorough enough, or maybe the person buying it didn't ask the appropriate questions. But at the end of the day, they're writing and they're adjusting the policy based on the information there. So if they're saying you can't do it and they're not willing to show it, hire the people. You can go somewhere else.
There you go. The second problem I hear is, well, you know, they can't drive a vehicle. So I hire a 16-year-old, they have a valid driver's license. What's your response to that?
I think it's the same exact response. I mean, if someone tells you a 16-year-old, assuming, you're, you know, of course, we're trying to, a 30,000-foot view here, you're driving a bus, tractor trailer, something requires a CDL or requirement, yes. I mean, if they don't have those kind of credentials, no, then they can't do it. But if you have a valid Kentucky driver's license with no restrictions or things of that nature, then there's no reason that you couldn't get in a modified vehicle. Most of your service vans are private passenger vehicles that have been modified for shelving and storage and things of that nature, and there's no reason you can't. But once again, I always go back to the same thing. Don't get risk management confused with an insurance policy. So when you say, they say you can't drive it, there's an exclusion. Now, the state of Kentucky will allow this. Normally you see it with driving incidents. Maybe one of your employees has a DUI. If you're a commercial insurance, you can have them sign off saying they can't drive, and if there is a claim, they will not cover it. But that's generally done up front in writing. So if someone's saying on a commercial policy that they can't do a 16-year-old, then it's going to be in the policy somewhere. So you need to see it. You need to check with that.
One of the things we're also talking to contractors, finding help is very hard. Retaining help is almost as hard. What recommendations would you have for somebody that's looking for ways to retain employees?
I think for us anyway, if you look on our website, we dive into our associations and we try to create programs that are beneficial to them. We are one of the full service insurance agencies in the state. I'm not aware of any agency that covers all three lines, and by that I mean your business insurance or property and casualty insurance, that's the more typical term, your group health insurance benefits, as well as the wealth management program. The main thing of attracting and retaining employees is the most robust group health, dental, vision, long-term care, short-term disability, long-term disability. The more programs out there, and you can design those. Just because you hear the term group health, there are certain laws when you have one that the employee has to pay, or the employer has to pay half of the employee's benefit. But these other programs we've talked about could be voluntary, meaning that there's a discounted rate that the employee can buy. Having more benefit options, and just like you go to a restaurant, the more menu items you got, the more you choose from, better off you are. So there's that. 401k is another program. Within the Kentucky Association of Master Contractors, we have a 401k program that's housed at the state level. But it gives every employer the opportunity to contribute, not contribute, offer loans, things of that nature. They still have some control, but the pricing is a little bit better. So the more options and the more benefits. But in some of the cases I see with retirement, I see areas of where some people are just not understanding the time value of money and how important it is just to put a few dollars away. So one of the things that our individual here, Aaron McAndrews, does is he doesn't just set up 401ks and IRAs and things of that nature, but he comes out and actually sits with your employees and talks to them the value of just, if you only put $50 a paycheck away, if you're young enough, it's going to be $1 million when you get that age. You'll be a millionaire, you'll be the millionaire next door. So it's about education and options, I think.
What would the value, the annual value of, let's say, a single policy health insurance be? So let's say I'm paying an individual $40,000 to $50,000 a year to work for me, and then I'm providing him health insurance. What would additionally that put on there?
You know, we get that question all the time, and I would love to give you a good solid answer, but one of the things about the association programs that we have is that they're truly risk rated. So what I mean is if you think of it as a range, and there's the highest rates, lower rate, you're paying a higher rate or lower rate based on your condition. I'll take myself, I'm 51 years old. 51 years old, unfortunately I'm a little overweight, like to lose a little bit of weight, but you can put in a guy of my age, condition, that's a marathon runner, you would expect me to pay more and him to pay less. Well, with the Affordable Care Act, everybody's the same. Well, when people ask me that question, I really don't know, because you have to do medical underwriting. At the end of the day, you know, benefits, especially in group health, because it pays for so much, it's not cheap. It does go up, and managing it is a key. But with them killing the individual market, there's really not an effective individual market out there. And those companies that build that into their model, and there are some competitive programs, HSAs, PPOs, things of those nature, those things can help you manage the cost for the employee and the employer status. But you got to dive into it, and you got to be prepared. And I think that's one of the things that an organization like us can help them with. But you got to look into it.
All right. Well, that's all I have. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate you doing it, Tim. We've known each other for such a long time, dated back. Like I said, I love that you embrace this role. And I think education has always been something you've wanted to do. And I know that our organization's been a supporter of not just you individually, but the schools. And so I would encourage those guys that are listening, try to invest in the younger people. Try to get them involved. I know with our organization, we started mentoring programs. We want to take in new people. I mean, our organization is not any different than the construction industry. Workforce development is a big, big problem. I kind of make the joke, you got to have plumbers, you got to have HVAC people, and they all need insurance. And maybe those jobs aren't the most sexiest in the world. You know, we're not building video games and things of that nature, but you know what, we're solving a lot of problems. So, and there's some good opportunities on both sides. So, you know, for contractors who are listening, get involved with these young guys. I said they're gonna be your future, so get out there and help them out.
If somebody wanted to discuss, you know, insurance, 401k, workers comp with you, what would be the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Email, website, my email is Stephen Strong, StephenStrong at LLHINS.com. You can certainly call our main line, 502-499-6880. Look us up on the website. There's contacts, chat rooms, things of that nature. We'll try to be accessible as we can to help you.
All right. Well, very good. Appreciate you being on here, and by all means, share this podcast.
Thank you very much. We'll do it.